Emanuele Ziacco used to live in an Italian city older than the Bible, but in 2012 he moved to Reno to study trees. Student reporter Joey Lovato recently spoke to him for NPR's Next Generation radio program about his first days in America. The two also took a trip out in the woods to learn more about Ziacco's work.
My first memory when I walked into a forest here in the United States was the smell of the conifers. Conifer forests have this amazing smell. It's beautiful. My name is Emanuele Ziacco. I am a postdoc researcher at the Department of Natural Resources here at UNR, and I am Italian, 100%, born and raised. I'm from Central Italy. I came to work in the United States because, well, you know, the job market related to the academy is quite complicated back in Europe, especially in Italy. My research is in forest ecology, and the first time I went into the field here, I remember it perfectly because the place where we went, there's one of the most beautiful population of bristlecone pine, which is the oldest organism on Earth, one of the oldest organisms. So it's a kind of pine, and, you know, they can live up to 5,000 years. I was like, well, I want to go and see those trees. To me, every time I get the chance to go and see these trees, my first feeling was, guess how many things this tree has seen. And that made me feel so little in the world. Because we, you know, we pretend to rule the world, we pretend to have control over everything. That tree is 2,000 or 3,000 years old. It was there before Rome was founded. It's when I realized that we're nothing in this world. We're nothing. We pretend to be everything, but we're nothing. If there's a place on earth where I can feel God, it's there. I felt that feeling many times in the U.S. The first time I went into the field here, we had to drive like 1.5 hours, and we were really in the middle of nowhere. And I remember that we had to bring everything just in case, you know, anything happened to the truck. And when I first came here, there were people always saying, you need to be prepared, there's a lot to hike when you go in the field. I love hiking, I like to do that, I'm no problem hiking. No, but trust me, you need to be very prepared. I mean, you need to be, yeah, okay, I mean, I know. I was scared, you know, people were scaring me. And then, you know, the first time I went in the field, we drove, we parked, and basically we hiked like 1 minute, and the site was there. I was like, this was the hiking? So, I mean, that was something that I experienced when I arrived. People always trying to scare me, and I know, I understand they wanted to get me prepared to what, you know, like, wanted to be 100% sure that I knew what we were going to do, but... And there, when I'm staring at these amazing landscapes here in the Western United States, when I'm staring at those trees, when I'm staring at something that has been there for 3,000 years, that's the time when I can think, well, maybe there's a God. Maybe it's called nature, maybe it's called, I don't know. You can call it a different name, but that's where I feel more religious than ever.
This story is part of the NPR Next Generation radio program, which recently held a training camp at the Reynolds School of Journalism at UNR. It was produced by student reporter Joey Lovato.
I want to be a storyteller because I really like people. I just love people, and I love hearing their stories, and I love when, like, something that I don't necessarily care about or thought I cared about impacts me on an emotional level when someone tells their story.
Check out this story and others from the First Days in America series at KUNR.org.